Mills Daily.
Another one?
It's a certified bop.
Yes.
The one.
For Wednesday.
Bumbaleo.
Easy Radio.
One, two, three.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
Look me in the eyes and tell me this is not a brilliant record.
Oh, that was amazing.
3, 2.
Radio 1.
Go.
Scott Mills Daily Podcast starts now. Does your town smell gorgeous? Normally because there's a factory that makes something nearby, but like makes the whole town, all of the streets smell lush.
Yeah, I didn't realise this was the case in so many areas of the UK. It's like you get off the train. You know how it is. You get off the train in a new town, maybe you're just visiting for the weekend, and you sort of sniff about a little bit. What is that smell?
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's like these towns smell of amazing things.
Also, what dog would be suited to me? Long discussion about that. And who's better looking, me or Chris? We need to settle this.
One!
All the guests are coming up. We've got on the show next week, Anne Marie. She's back.
She's back, yes. That's exciting, isn't it?
It's been ages, but Anne Marie is back with new music. She's on the show next week. We've got Niall Horan as well next week on the show. And I've got the Jonas Brothers with me on the chart on Friday. They were here yesterday. I put a photo up, just whacked a photo up last night on Instagram story. Me with them. It's flying, actually. I'm getting some real nice comments about it.
What, about you?
Yeah. Saying that I look nice in it, which doesn't happen that often.
It's a weird thing with you at the moment. I think, how can I put this nicely? There's a bit of an ego at the moment.
Me?
Bit of an ego, yeah. Like I've really noticed this this thing at the moment with pictures. You will properly throw me under the bus on that one. So it'll be that picture's gone up because you look good, right?
Well, it's me with the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, but you're really happy with how you look in it. Doesn't matter about the Jonas Brothers, really, does it?
Did I pick that one because I looked? Yeah, I did.
Right,
yeah.
But then any picture of us two. There's a thing, and I get it, it's your name above the door and all that kind of thing, but you ultimately get the approval on that picture. So what there is constant pictures that are going up where I don't think I'm looking at my best. You look banging in it. It'll be the one of 20 pictures you've decided. It goes to you, and then I basically just get told it's going up. But that always seems to be the way. And I don't want to say it gives a wrong representation of you. You're a good-looking guy.
Thank you.
But
do you think it could be, and we've had this discussion in the pub actually only last week, do you think it's not the way the picture's been taken or the lighting or blah blah blah, do you think it's just that I'm could be better looking than you?
Right, well yeah okay, fine, so you're bringing this to the air. I humour you sometimes because I think you're good looking, but
I'm not saying I'm like fit.
No, listen, neither of us are good looking.
No, we're right, average actually. Average
but,
at best.
Who has the slight lead? Now, being honest, I think I do.
Okay.
But being honest...
Wow.
You think you do.
Okay.
Be honest now, yeah? I think you're a good-looking guy.
Right.
But I would just say I have
you've
an
got the edge there.
Now.
Okay.
One!
Okay, everyone's getting involved. This is going to go...
it's gone off.
It's going to go badly for one of us. Molly King is enjoying this chat so much. She's just started a new WhatsApp group called Ha 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 Ha. Really enjoying the chat about who's better looking.
No, and listen, this is quite a vacuous start to the show. Neither of us are that good looking.
It's not about looks.
Neither of us. But what we have here is a situation where if you're honest, you genuinely do think you're a little bit better looking than me.
Hang on.
In fact,
I don't,
a lot better looking than me.
I wouldn't
say
that.
Well...
You think I think that. I'm just replying back to Molly. Yes, Molly, but who is? So, she'll know.
What's the point of all this? Are we settling this? Is this what we're saying? Because as Darren's texting here, both of you are fishing in different ponds. So answer to who's better, look, it will be different depending on who you ask. But that's the thing. I guess we're just trying to get the pulse of the nation on this.
Yeah, we are, yeah. Loving your bromance. Thank you. Do an Instagram poll. I'm not down for that, thanks.
The see, Rhea, my wife, I think thinks that you're better looking.
Oh, really?
I think what? Technically,
breaking news.
You're better looking, but how do I explain this?
You think I've got all the bits to be good looking, but it's not quite working, is what you're saying?
No. I'm saying if I was to describe you,
all the features,
and I was to describe me,
doesn't quite work.
You sound a better, but then when you actually look at the car, it's
okay. Wow.
Okay.
No. Do you wear bootcut jeans?
Do I? I don't know what bootcut jeans are.
Just someone said that me better because you look like you wear bootcut jeans. Show me.
Someone says here, real talk here, Scott wins this. No offence to Chris, as I like him, but he looks like he wears one of those...
There we are.
It rhymes with hooper dry jackets with all the zips
with
and
the bootcut jeans.
Bootcut jeans, is that the one you've just
seen? The old Japanese writing on there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so we've been talking about people's mad lunchtime alarms that they have. These also go off at the start of the day and at the end of the workday, so you know when to go home. So we had Liz from the jam factory in Essex. This goes off like 5 times a day, which wouldn't get annoying at all. Start of the day, lunchtime, coffee break, end of work. This is always on. And people can hear it. It's in Tiptree in Essex. People can hear it from miles around. Then we had Ollie on, and he works in a factory. So when it's lunchtime there, this happens. This was all news to us. We didn't realise that a lot of workplaces do have alarms to signify things like lunch. So, Rob, where you worked, it wasn't an alarm, it was a code word, was it?
Yeah, that's it, yeah. So, on the tannoy, when the sandwich van would come, that was code one, I repeat, code one.
Well, sounds quite threatening.
Yeah, it was quite sinister. Yeah, I was even told about it sort of in the interviews. Like, if you hear code one, don't worry, it's just a sandwich van. But yeah, it was,
why can't they just say sandwich van?
Sandwich van!
Apparently it's not very professional.
Code
so,
one.
So are there members of the public around where you're working? So they'd hear this as well?
Yeah, so there was one time, because it was in a car dealership. So there was one time I was actually in the showroom, and there was a salesman speaking to quite an elderly couple, and all of a sudden code one comes on the tannoy, and he just goes, "Bear with me." And just walks away, goes to the sandwich.
Terrifying.
And we do something similar to that here, actually, don't we? But a code one for us is when one of us basically urgently needs to go to the toilet. Mm. And well, ours isn't a drastic change, except it's slightly different.
Ours isn't code one, but it's a code word.
It's a code.
Yeah.
It's code brown, actually.
Yeah. Okay, but yes, because sometimes...
very sinister.
Well, we should explain. Sometimes one of us goes to the toilet, then needs to stay slightly longer, in which case we issue a code brown. Mm. And
are you going to say what the picture is?
And a picture will get sent from whoever's in there to the other one of us with a smiling picture of Gordon Brown, who's the
former Prime Minister.
Prime Minister.
That's our code, yeah.
And that's just a code word. So you... on the radio would never know because it's a code word. Not that we ever announce it across the radio. But
no, I was going to say, I've never heard that, no.
Not great announcing code words on the radio, is it? But I think we're fine.
No, but with a code one, it's an interesting one there because the last thing I would expect a code one to be
is sandwiches.
A sandwich.
Yeah.
I would expect something bad is going down for a code one, that or some sort of spillage.
Yeah, the elderly ladies that were talking with, they were very scared.
I'm also hearing that Honda in Swindon have an alarm that goes off not only for lunch and the end of lunch, but also at the start of every shift, and it's this tune.
By the rivers of Babylon.
But why?
What?
There we sat down. Yeah, we went.
Why, though? Can anyone tell me
when
why? Honda Swindon, if you're listening. I know you're very familiar with this tune.
Lunchtime.
Some kind of torture.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We still haven't settled who's better looking, have we? I mean, we're getting a lot of messages, but like, how do we solve this?
I don't know. I don't know how we decide It's not, for me, this isn't a major issue. It's just one that you've now brought onto the radio show.
Yeah. Well, let's see how many messages we get. 81199. Daff in North Wales, him and his friends use code 1 as a text when they need to get away from a date or something they don't want to do. They just send like code 1 and then someone comes to help.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is a journey into sound.
Hello.
All we need now is Pete Tong to read out Radio 1's original website.
http://www.bbcnc.org.uk/bbctv/radio1/p/tong/index/html.
I wonder what happens if you type that in now. Should we try it?
Oh, great shout.
Shout out there to all you 90s ravers. Radio 1's first... first email address. Well, first website address. If you were surfing the web.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What would you like in the Bumbleo gap today? You can have anything from the show. Maybe this guy.
We got on the 6:45 down to London. Had some beverages on the train. The guy came down. He's like, would you guys like a drink? We're like, I think I will. Two, please. lads.
Or maybe you want Nathaniel. Do you remember when he called up for bangers that time?
Massive.
Yes, Nathaniel. Me and Nathaniel.
You know what that reminds me of? This reminds me of Goose Fair when I was about 15.
Yeah, man.
Outside the waltzers, just banging it on bare chicks and all that.
Yeah. Or maybe you want Paddy McGuinness.
No money.
Anything from the show, let us know. Bumbleo coming up. 81199, let me know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, we're getting so many messages for Bumbleo today, which to me feels that, well, people are thirsty for it, you know?
Mm.
We need a bit of a midweek relax, you know? So stop what you're doing. If you're working right now, just have this, like, a couple of minutes, like 3 minutes, that's all it is, of some time for you.
Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
First up, Brad in Kent wants Clara's accidental Inuyo Bingo on Saturday Kitchen last week.
Do you know what? We had Harry Styles in.
I watched it last night.
Yeah, and in fact, he covered Lizzo's song, Jizz.
Yeah.
Alex in Northampton's been on. Keen to hear this clip from University Challenge. Also, Jack in Southsea wants this one. It's his fave.
The nicknames Cheesemongers, Cherry Pickers, Bob's Own, the Emperor's Chambermaids and the Immortals are or have been used for which groups of men?
You're Miss Bright.
Homosexuals?
You've got to see Baxman's face on the clip as well. He's like, what the...
Justin Huddersfield wants Delia Smith's Finest Moment.
Where are you? Where are you?
Richard in Birmingham. Remember that time you did a version of Arctic Monkeys, 4 out of 5?
There's a cat on the moon with a little hat and a hooded claw. He's friends with a bat. The moon face is made from cheese. It smiles at me. It hands me the keys. I'm floating around like a big butterfly. I look at the cat. It's now wearing a tie. 4 stars out of 5.
Bang on, innit? Don't forget. I need to hear the song again because that's bang on.
That's exactly it.
Do you remember we used to play it all the time? Sorry, the echo's really on. But we used to play it all the time here at Radio 1, that song. Mm. And it was that, basically.
Yeah, it's that.
We used to just do that in the studio ourselves.
It shows you anyone can make that.
There's a magical world.
Carl on the M25 wants the bit on the show from a couple of weeks ago where Meghan Trainor surprised us all.
Because you know I'm all about the bass, not treble. I'm all about the bass, not treble. I'm all about the bass, that bass, not treble. Said I'm all about the bass, that bass.
So good. Hannah on the M4.
Benton! Benton!
Lauren in Worcester wants Mike from The Who game, who's not called us for a couple of weeks now.
Getting off in the back row of the cinema.
I hope you're right, Mike.
Yeah. Griff in Staffordshire. Remember the frostbite guy when it was really cold?
Oh, God, it's wild time of the snow, all right.
It doesn't put you off from going to school.
Well, the mother says we had to go anyway. We hadn't much of a choice in the matter, but sure.
It's a cold. It's a cold journey to school this morning.
Oh, God, you wouldn't belong getting frostbite.
It's still good.
Lisa in Norwich wants this from this week's Funny Business. I was literally just calling up about the company name.
Oh, okay.
Celtic Tossers, you say? Danny in Wigan. Remember when Richard Madeley did this on BBC Radio 2?
I will be spending tomorrow building a brand new barbecue, having friends over for late afternoon nosh in the garden.
And absolute classic for Simon in Croxley Green. It's Rick Stein's Mediterranean Escapes.
It's called Ensaimada, and no Majorcan feast is complete without it. The king of Majorcan lardy cake, because that's what it reminds me of, is Miguel Pujol.
Sorry. It's just like breathing new life back into these clips.
Again.
It's called Ensaimada, and no Majorcan feast is complete without it.
I heard this for so long.
The king of Majorcan lardy cake, because that's what it reminds me of, is Miguel Pujol.
Horny!
Bambaleo Wednesday, people, let's have it. Okay. Come on, let's do a little dance.
Jack is straight as in a hot tub.
At quarter past two on a Wednesday.
I know. Craig and Aloha, hi.
Quarter past two on a Wednesday in a hot tub. Who do you think you are? Wayne Lineker?
Jeffy from Barrington. Just chilling, really, straight.
Chilling, yeah. Connor Phelps. Having a bumble in Shrewsbury.
You've got Matt there fixing a kitchen by Curious.
The Birmingham Rockets ice hockey team. Come on, bumble in away in the lunch break.
No preference.
Loving the great, loving the gap.
Yeah. Liam and Morecambe there. Stephen Strait decorating in Northumberland. There's Rachel there, lesbian. In Colchester. James and Tom. Bumbling without their boss today. Doesn't say.
Some don't say. Have you shouted out Julie and Tina here?
No.
No, they're bumbling in the New Forest. That doesn't say.
Oh, there's Sam. Always on his plough. Emma and Barnett, don't know.
I love the hairy forms.
Ben on his tractor in a field in Norfolk. Not sure. Tom in Somerset, straight. Stu and Chris. Stu straight, Chris gay.
George and Jack bumbling whilst fencing in North Wales.
There's Shelley there, straight on the way home. Oh.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, let's get to bangers. Me versus Chris, you're chucking your one from yesterday back in.
Well, yesterday was a complete farce on bangers because then you suddenly changed yours last minute for a song that sounded like the caller's last name and he went with it.
Well, it was the caller's last name because yesterday we had Tave By The Way on, so I chose By The Way by Red Hot Chili Peppers and won.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hey, Kieran.
Hi, you all right?
Yeah, what's going on? What are you doing?
Just on my way to Frome from North Devon.
Oh, yes, Frome.
Is that for a holiday?
No, delivering a load of aggregate.
Ah. What's aggregate, please?
I've got a load of 6 mil chippings on it, so loads of, like, stone.
Oh, a lot of stone, okay. But why do they say on aggregate in sport?
Oh, no, that's different. Aggregate is like the, how do I explain it? The joint score over two matches. That's where you often hear it.
But it's nothing to do with what Kieran's doing now.
I don't think he's delivering football results, no.
Cool.
No, not as far as I know.
Kieran, who do you normally pick on bangers?
Depends. A lot of time I go for Chris, because he normally pulls out the bag, but it depends on what song choice there is.
Last one, Kieran.
Right, so we already know what Chris's is because it's the same as yesterday. So do you want to just announce?
Yeah, I'll go first. So listen, I think this song should be on bangers. It is a banger. I'm not going to stop until it's on bangers. Weirdly, got a follow off the big man yesterday. Did you get the same?
No.
Jerry Cinnamon, oh, okay. Belter, is my banger choice today.
She is a belter.
Okay, so you can have that.
Yeah.
If you
yes!
want it, Kieran.
Got a follow-off Cinnamon.
Yeah? Yeah, so he's on board with this idea. Anyway, that's what's happening.
Good song.
It's going to be in there until it's chosen. Kieran, you can have my choice today, or Scott has got one as well.
This is my one. It's Get Shaky, Ian Carey Project. Two very different choices. Kieran, what are you going for?
Well, I guess I was thinking I would go with Chris, but I think you've swayed me a bit today, maybe. I think I might have to go with Scott's choice for today.
It's going to be uproar.
If you love reality TV, then you're going to love the Reality Tea Podcast.
Message. This is so crazy.
All your favourite reality TV guests spilling the tea directly.
Yes, honey.
We can't have a conversation. There's only so much you can fist pump.
They can kind of show what they want to show for entertainment purposes.
We get into all the things that make the group chat pop off.
I'll speak to her. I'll say hello and stuff, but I wouldn't trust her as far as I can throw her.
Oh!
It's not a food I'd particularly order on the menu.
Oh my gosh.
Get out of my face.
Make sure you check in with me, Raj.
And me, Pillar.
For the reality tea. Download and subscribe now on BBC Sounds because me, Kim Kardashian, told you to do it.
Okay, what happens now? What happens now?
Well, we're sort of onto something here. I think because there's a lot of Jerry Cinnamon fans out there, aren't there? I will probably roll that over.
Oof.
However, that is a good song.
Yeah, but I mean, the longer it goes on, do you know what I mean? I really think you've created a little situation for yourself.
This
here,
is
potentially,
it.
Yeah.
I just assumed it get chosen. So now I feel we're in too deep.
Yeah.
Although, a few messages like this from Steve, absolutely the right choice today. Chris, give up.
Oh.
Belter is not a banger.
So, it is. So, are you putting that in again tomorrow?
Yeah, it's going to be on tomorrow.
Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Muramasa Slowside, Deal With It on Radio 1. Slowside is my new fave.
Oh, it's so good. You're talking about the Jimmy Fallon thing.
Right, so if you've not seen this, there's a massive chat show in America called Jimmy Fallon. You know the one, James Corden does one as well. They're like a big thing in America, late night chat shows. And they had Muramasa and Slowside performing this song on it.
It's so good. He's got his shirt off. This is Slowside. Muramasa's going for it as well, but Jimmy Fallon doesn't know what to make of it because he's got a sofa. It's a bit like Graham Norton where there's a sofa where the guests go and that kind of thing. And Slowthai is jumping on that sofa there, half naked, and then in his face.
Yeah, he's like all up in Jimmy Fallon's face, like, deal with it, and doesn't know, ironically, how to deal with it.
It's so good. It's very much America. We introduce Slowthai to
right.
you.
Some of the comments underneath are like from Americans going, I don't understand
what
happened.
Scott Mills.
Since we started playing these out, I get hundreds of emails from your companies sent to me every day.
All of them remain anonymous, although if you have us on in your workplace, whoever originally sent this email will be like, who's the mole here? Who sent this to Radio 1? And an office inquiry will begin.
Mm. Although we're not going to say any names, don't stress.
No names, no companies, but it's just some of the petty emails that get sent round the office to all staff. Here's another.
Good afternoon, all. I'm unable to find the words to express how disgusted I am to be told that a bread roll was found in one of the sanitary bins today. Apart from the fact that this is totally beyond belief, it also breaks several health and safety regulations concerning the disposal of sanitary waste.
You know, bread in the sanitary bin there.
Is it? Is that not allowed? I suppose. Just assumed it was a bin.
Not allowed.
Not allowed?
No.
Bread?
Surely it's a bin, no?
Only allowed to put particular things in it.
Okay,
oh, thanks. It's a school day.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Sophie. One!
The Scott Mills Daily.
We've had a horrendous experience here. The chat in this studio, which we're not going to go into. All of that chat over yummy, yummy, yummy. I feel sick.
I mean, it could be worse. Sunny Town in bread bin, that would be a problem.
That would be a problem. Also, bread bin, not a bin.
No, not actually not a bin. Me. That's not a bin. Yeah, real good chat in the studio, guys. Really enjoyed it.
I felt really uncomfortable.
Apparently,
actually.
Even chewing gum in the sally bin. Not okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This week we've been saying about lush-smelling towns where the aroma just goes all over. Paul and Leicester's near a biscuit factory. And all of the streets just smell lush all the time. Dan can smell Kit Kats from the factory in York. Mmm. Katie?
Hello.
What's the lush smell near you then?
Kettle Crisp Factory.
Oh, where's that?
So it's in Beauthorpe in Norwich.
And that's where they make the kettle crisps?
Yeah. So I didn't realise that. I'm not from Norwich originally. And my son was playing for his local football team at the local high school. And it was one Sunday morning and I was standing there and said to one of the other mums, oh my God, someone's cooking some amazing chips. Not totally thinking that I'm in the middle of a school build and actually it's 10 o'clock in the morning. And they pointed to the factory and said, no, actually, it's the crisps being made just over there.
But it smells like a delicious fish and chip shop.
Yeah, but not the fish. Obviously, it just smells like the chip side.
All through the town. What's the town, the nearest town?
So it's Beauthorpe. So you've got the main road that goes through all the way to the city centre, and Beauthorpe is like one of the suburbs on the outside.
Beauthorpe smells of crisps. Amazing.
Matty, is there a delicious smell near you?
There's a lovely smell, Scott.
What is it?
A pet food factory. The worst.
What's it smell of then? Dog food?
A very, very strong smell of dog food over by the Wiven.
Okay, so where exactly are we talking here? Where's the smell of... What town's been dominated?
It's Bother Wiven in North Wales.
Bother Wiven?
Bother Wiven.
Scott?
Bother Wiven?
Bother Wiven.
Bother Wiven.
Stinks of dog food.
Stinks of dog food.
Do you know that I would quite like to get a dog, actually?
Would
yeah.
you?
Yeah, I think I've reached... You might disagree with me, but I... Before now, you would have probably said you're not a responsible enough human being.
Yes.
But I think that I've now reached the point where I am.
Okay.
Would you agree?
I don't know. I don't know. No, I think it would be great that you have a dog if you're willing to dedicate time to it. Well, I wouldn't get one
if I wasn't that person. And I will dedicate my time to it.
I just worry it's going to be another one of those that someone else is doing the walks, someone else is doing. You're a bit too busy for the dog. And therefore,
I'll make time for my
okay,
dog.
Which is no bad thing, because you've got the resources around you to have someone that will walk the dog. I'm not worried about the dog. I'm more worried about... I know why you want a dog, but it's, you know, proper dedication to it. That's what I'm saying.
It's only like having a child.
yeah, I think a lot of the time it's very similar.
A lot of my friends now have children. Yeah. I don't have that.
Yeah.
So here we go.
Yeah, so here
Let's
we go.
Let's do this.
Let's do this. What I think we need to find is a dog that matches you, though. Do you see what I mean?
Okay.
Because it's great, that, isn't it? You know that whole dogs that look like their owners.
All right, so you want one that looks like me?
Yeah,
so
ideally.
So are we asking what dog suits me? Are we putting this out there, are we?
Yeah, and I don't have enough dog knowledge to be able to know what that dog is, but there'll be a dog that matches you bang on.
All right.
Are we just saying looks-wise? I think so. I think for now, let's find a dog that looks like Mills.
All right, let us know on 81199. And be nice, please. The only thing... Well, one of the things that's been putting me off so far.
Oh, you've really thought about it then.
Have you ever tried to open dog food with a hangover?
Yes.
I have.
Right. And this is what's really put
me off.
Just like having a child, you know, all the kind of gross parts that you've got to deal with. One of your major cons is opening dog food on a hangover.
It's awful.
It is bad, though. My concern is, after a night out where you've had a couple of drinks, I can see you eating the dog food.
I thought you were saying eating the dog.
Oh, no, not eating the dog. No. Eating the dog food.
Oh, yeah,
Totally see that happening.
Nothing else in the house.
The Scott Mills Daily.
The floodgates have opened here. So many dogs being suggested. Couple that I've looked up, just whilst that song was on, someone's texting saying an Afghan hound would suit you perfectly. I've had a look. There it is. It's quite extra.
Really extra dog.
You weren't expecting that, were you?
No.
I think it's looks like the lead singer from The Darkness. Ho. But
the Mars Singer.
Oh yeah, the Mars Singer. But someone called Steve has suggested a Brussels Griffin dog. Does sound like something of Harry Potter, but I think actually does look like you a bit, weirdly. You could do that face. Someone else has said, is there a dog in Thunderbirds? I don't think there is.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, you can stop sending me pictures of Afghan hounds.
No, I can't. I've sent you how many so far? 3,
yeah.
I think.
Lovely hair, though.
Beautiful hair.
Imagine taking that for a walk. Wow. Very well groomed.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tomorrow from 1, the return of the Who game and Becky Hill recreates Love Island drama live. Join us from 1 on Radio 1 or catch up on BBC Sounds.